no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
Your call cannot be taken. Please check the number or try your call again.
Good afternoon. This is REACH Radio, a short acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. Welcome to the REACH Radio Show. It is our duty and privilege to assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education and financial awareness. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Remember, the number to call if you want to get a hold of the REACH people is 561-491-1670, or you can go to the website at www.reachforhousing.org. And that's reach4housing.org. Visit the website and take a look at all the neat deals and things that we have to offer you there. We're going to take a look at how national organizations are helping first-time home buyers wade through the deep waters of purchasing a home. We have some of the best experts and counseling people on the show today here to assist you in reaching the American dream of home ownership. A little later on in the show, we'll be sponsoring our REACH Radio Home of the Week and show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. So, for a look at what's coming up in South Florida real estate news, and for the latest headlines, here's REACH Radio's news doctor. What's up, Doc? What's going on with the news today?
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. What are the top real estate stories that we're going to be listening to at the bottom of the hour? Why has a Boca Raton attorney asked to be disbarred? What about fixed mortgages? How come they're going up the fastest since 1987? And what robo-signing boss is going to be serving 5 years? And which one of America's largest slumlords has settled a lawsuit?
Well, that's great. I'd like to know more about the slumlords anyway. you know how they go. Coming up later in the show, after all this settles, will be Andy Dorenville. He's a counselor with REACH, and he'll tell us about the thrills of bankruptcy. And Wando Camacho explains to us the do's and don'ts of reversed mortgages. Then, Ducey Phillips will show first-time homebuyers how to stay up with the latest procedures in purchasing a home. All of this and more when REACH Radio returns.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670. Or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Okay, welcome back. We thank you for spending your Saturday with us. We just want to let you know that REACH counselors are experts, and they're here to help you achieve the American dream of home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the REACH mission. Call them at 561-491-1670, and they will explain to you exactly what you need to know to jump into home ownership. Okay, our first guest on the show today is Andy Dorenville. Andy is a counselor with REACH, and he has a litany of experience in bankruptcy counseling, and he has taught home buyers through outreach events how to suffer through the battle of bankruptcy, I guess would be the deal. Andy hails from Haiti, grew up there, and came to America and attended Palm Beach State College, where he has a degree in computer networking. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again, Alan. How you doing?
Oh, you bet. It's always good to have you here. You know, you have the knowledge that we all need.
Absolutely. Always glad to be here.
Well, you know, bankruptcy is one of the biggest problems that homeowners face it. And it's probably one of the toughest. You know, they say moving is really hard on the body and the mind. Bankruptcy must be devastating.
Yeah, it is in a sense because, you feel like you're giving up, and especially for people who have a family, you feel like you failed your family in the sense that, you can't provide and you reach a point where you can't go anymore. So it's very devastating for a family to go through that and also a single person.
Well, yeah, you bet. And especially the breadwinner, whomever that is, if it's the man or the woman, still it's a terrible letdown. And you're right. You have the feeling of failure. Well, listen, how long does it take to restore your credit after you've gone through a bankruptcy? Because that's usually what everybody asks. I'm going to lose everything, and I'm losing my credit.
Yes. Now, to get everything back on track, it'll take you about 3 years after it's been discharged. For it to remain on your credit, it depends on the chapter that you file. For example, if you file Chapter 7, it's going to be on your credit report for about 10 years. But if you do Chapter 13, for example, that's going to be on your credit for about 7 years.
What's the difference between 7 and 13?
Actually, very good question. Chapter...
And don't tell me 4, because I don't...
I won't. Chapter 7, it's known as a liquidation, bankruptcy. It's pretty much where you liquidate everything. They get rid of all the debts that you have. In exchange for some of the assets that you may have that's of value.
So a person can go through I thought Chapter 7 was for corporations and things.
No. Chapter 7 is for just you and me, no more people like we are. Chapter 11, it's for corporation and individuals with a lot of assets and money in the bank, but that's not us, right?
Right. Well, see, I told you this guy had a litany of experience. You know, if you want to ask Andy some questions, you can call in. Our local phone number is 561-844-6167. That's 561-844-6167. And you can ask Andy anything your little heart desires about bankruptcy. So, hey, what can I include in my bankruptcy
Just about anything, actually, except a few things. You can include your mortgage, car payment, credit card debts, all of these. But except you cannot do student loans. You cannot do any RRS debts.
Any what?
RRS.
What's that?
That's government. If you're in trouble with the IRS, the Internal Revenue.
Oh, IRS. Oh, see, we're trying to avoid that word lately.
Yeah. You know, they're not going to let it go.
In other words, they don't forgive any IRS debts or any student loans.
No, the best thing is to stay out of trouble with them and you're going to be good.
Ouch. Well.
And also any court restrictions, things of that nature, you can't include, alimony, for example, you can't include that into a bankruptcy. You can't get rid of that.
Well, you know, they say the only thing is death and paying taxes, right? Now it appears that there's just a few more items amended to the list of things you can't get away with. Hey, one thing it does do, I believe, you correct me if I'm not right here, bankruptcy stops all collection calls, right?
Absolutely. When you file, there's something called the automatic stay, which is an automatic stoppage to any activities by the creditors. So they are monitoring these things. So once you file, they should notice it. If they do call you, you should tell them that you've went ahead and filed bankruptcy and they should stop calling you.
Right. Don't change your name or move, right? That's probably not a good idea.
So. No, not really. Can't really hide.
No, not anymore. They appear to know everything today. But yeah, but still staying within the legal bounds of the law. You know, is there anything that's exempt from bankruptcy? I mean, we know that we can't do the student loans and IRS stuff, but
now, you do get to choose what you want to include in a bankruptcy. You don't have to. include everything. For example, if you have credit cards, your car payment, and in your home, if you're current on your home, for example, in your car, and you only want to include your credit cards, you can just include your credit cards. Not everything you have has to go through the bankruptcy. You get to choose what you want to include. And also, you know, your assets. If you don't have anything of value, you really don't have to worry about the court going through your assets and picking stuff out to liquidate to pay back some of the debt. They're really looking for major things of value. If you have none, then no worries.
Like property or...
Right. You know, if you have two homes or three cars, you know, that are of value, then, you know, they might look into that.
I know under the Bush administration, they changed some of the... that was a weird look, huh? Under the Bush administration, they changed a lot of the bankruptcy laws, and I'm not sure. Do you still get to keep your home?
You do, depending on the chapter and if you are in trouble with the property. Chapter 7, if you're behind on your home and you're facing foreclosure, for example, with the Chapter 7, and you file that and you include the property in the Chapter 7, then you would have to give up the property. But if you do Chapter 13, which is a reorganization bankruptcy where you get to pay back some other debt, you pretty much create what they call a repayment plan. You get to keep you pretty much get to keep everything. You get to repay a portion of it over time, over a 3 to 5 year period. And then once it's discharged, everything's good to go.
Sounds kind of complicated. It would probably be best to go ahead and get legal counsel to run through this. Or is bankruptcy something that you can file on your own?
You can get legal representation, absolutely, but you do not have to. It's not a requirement. It's optional.
So you're pretty much on your own standing in front of the judge going, I was a bad boy, and please be gentle with me?
Pretty much. You say, I misbehave, and I won't do it again.
I don't know too many judges that would go along with that, but they may. Let me see. A lot of attorneys... Probably, could you get one to do it on pro bono if you were real nice? I mean,
yes.
How does that work? You just go right up to the attorney and say, hey, I don't have any money, but help?
Yes, yes. You'll be surprised. You just ask. It never hurts to ask. Do they offer any, can you file my bankruptcy, you know, as a pro bono case? And you'll be surprised, some attorneys do because they want to give out to the community sometimes. And so therefore, they're willing to go ahead and take on a case and free of charge.
Well, I know how that pro bono stuff works. I've had my fill, but it's something you have to do. Bankruptcy is probably one of the most obvious things that hits you right in the head with a 2x4 when you see it's coming. But are there any real obvious signs? How do you know when you're headed for bankruptcy and there's no turning around?
I mean, I like to think it's a 4x4 that you're getting hit by. if you're getting to a point where you are falling behind on all your payments, your credit card payments, your car payments, you can't pay your home, and you know it's really hard for you to keep up with your bills, then you really might want to look at that option to kind of get rid of everything and start over, because it's a chance that you get with the government to be able to start over, get a fresh start, because we all make mistakes. We all don't get it the first time around. So we get a shot at doing it again and better next time. And so it's not something to be ashamed of. It's something that's there to help. It could be beneficial. And a lot of people have been successful in being able to get a fresh start.
I know that you should probably get some counseling before you start heading towards the bankruptcy door there. That's what you do, right?
I'm glad that you mentioned that. Counseling is required. Before you file bankruptcy, it's mandatory for you to get counseling. Now, there's two type of counseling that's required. There's one before you file. Mm-hmm. That's the pre-filing counseling. And that pretty much explains to you what the bankruptcy is, what you're going to get involved in, and all that detail. And after you file, before they discharge a bankruptcy, you have to do the post. Counseling, and that goes in detail in regards to rebuilding your credit, how to manage your money better, because a lot, you know, main reason why you're filing is because you had bad money management.
Exactly.
And a lot of people, it's, you know, lack of income and not being able to keep up. So the second counseling really educate you on your financials and how to do better next time around.
Well, if you want to get a hold of Andy and learn more about all the great knowledge he has in his head, you can call him at 561-491-1670. That is the Reach number. Andy, thanks for joining us on this beautiful Saturday. There's no end to your knowledge. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Well, after the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week and show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve home ownership. That's our mission. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home.
I know. You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome, welcome back to Reach Radio. You know, if you're struggling with your mortgage payments, or if you're facing foreclosure, or you're even unemployed, Reach counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your credit score is or what your income may be. That's not part of Reach's mission. The number to call for the Reach folk is 561-491-1670. And now it's time to spotlight our country home. Oh, I love it when that music comes in, right? Our board op is right on the ball today. We love it. Thank you so much. All right, let's take a look at our spotlight home this week. It's near Boynton Beach, Florida. I should say near. It's in Boynton Beach, Florida. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath with a view of the intercoastal. A nice place to be. It has tennis courts, a pool, and a deeded dock. A deeded dock. That means you own the dock, and it holds up to a 31-foot-plus boat. The condo has a porch. It's the perfect waterfront view for a night of relaxation and sitting by the ocean, or the intercoastal, excuse me. This also has pull-down shutters, so it's ready to go for hurricane season. It's a one-bedroom, one-bath with a view of the intercoastal, and it's just in Boynton Beach, Florida, so it might be the house that you're looking for. That's what the good folks at Reach do. I think we have about 88 homes left in our inventory to help low to moderate income families move into. And you can get a hold of the Reach people to find out more about this home in Boynton Beach at 561-491-1670. That's the number for Reach. All right, let's move on to our good buddy Mort with the news. You know, Mort, I smell dirty laundry in the air. That means that it's time for this week's news headlines, and our crack news director, Mort, is here to take us through the bowels of real estate news. Mort, what's going on in the news today?
Okay, Alan, here we go. From today's newspaper, today's Palm Beach Post. Facing federal fraud charges, Lake Worth attorney Timothy McCabe has agreed to give up his law license. McCabe's attorney agreed to a consent judgment that permanently disbars him. McCabe, who disappeared in early April along with millions of dollars in clients' money, turned himself in to the FBI last week after a criminal complaint was filed against him. The criminal complaint alleges that McCabe took $8 million from clients and out of his own firm's bank account. He is charged with one count of wire fraud, one count of fraud on a financial institution. Each fraud carries a sentence of up to 30 years. McCabe, a 55-year-old Boca Raton resident, was facing disciplinary actions by the Florida Supreme Court before his disappearance for his actions in a foreclosure lawsuit against him. After he went missing, the court suspended his license. In a separate lawsuit, a receiver last week said McCabe and his law firm pocketed over $320,000 between 2010 and 2012 from struggling homeowners sucked into a foreclosure prevention scheme. Okay, another news article. The fixed rates on mortgages seem to be rising at a fast pace. In fact, the fastest since 1987, fixed rate mortgages soared this week as the market reacted to concerns that the Fed will soon taper its mortgage bond purchases. Freddie Mac reported that the 30-year fixed rate posted its largest increase since 1987, coming in at 4.5% from 3.9% last week, the biggest one-week increase since 1987, and the highest rate since 2011. Low mortgage rates have helped fuel home sales and the economy recovery. Depending on the amount of the loan, the increase could mean $100 or more a month increase in individual mortgage payments. Opinions differ on what the increase will mean for sales in South Florida. According to Homes.com, despite recent price increases driven by investors and low inventory, Palm Beach median home sale prices in March was 12% off the market's bottom reached in 2011 and 44.5% below the reach of the market in 2006. Skip McDonahue of Home Family Mortgage in Jupiter says, if you're a first-time home buyer, which is a third of the market, and we're going to increase your payments, it's got to have an impact. Rodney Forbes of Forbes Real Estate of South Florida said buyers aren't talking about interest hikes. He thinks that the low inventory and the increased prices have given the full attention to the buyers right now, and the interest rate topic is not coming up with anyone. But according to the Realtors Association of Palm Beach, May sales of Palm Beach County family homes jumped 14.4% compared to the previous year and is at their highest since 2007. Okay, the next news story I have is another legal one. The founder of a Florida, this comes from the Palm Beach Post this week, the founder of a Florida-based mortgage servicing firm was sentenced to 5 years in prison and has offered to pay $15,000 in fines and serve 2 years of supervised release after the prison sentence. Lorraine Brown, 56 years old, launched the company DocX, later named LPS Document Solutions. In November, Brown pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. She was accused of hiring cheap, temporary workers who were trained to mimic other people's signatures so that mortgage paperwork could be processed faster, according to the complaint filed in the U.S. District Court in Jacksonville. The firm generated $60 million in gross revenues between 2003 and 2009 as the real estate bubble burst and banks pursued to repossess houses. In January, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi announced a settlement was reached with LPS for more than $120 million. The settlement included 45 other attorney generals and was negotiated after investigation by Bondi's office. And the last news article we have is talking about one of America's largest slumlords. Deutsche Bank reached a settlement with the city of Los Angeles to resolve a lawsuit claiming that the bank let foreclosed homes in low-income neighborhoods fall into disrepair. The bank and the Los Angeles City Attorney filed a joint notice of settlement in June and are in the process of completing the documentation. Terms of the settlement of the two-year lawsuit, which also accused Deutsche Bank of illegally evicting tenants, weren't disclosed. Los Angeles sued the Frankfurt-based bank in May 2011, claiming Deutsche Bank had become a major slumlord in the city by buying more than 2,300 properties through foreclosure. The bank's request to dismiss the case was denied. City Attorney Carmen Truchinch had sought an order for Deutsche Bank to clean up the properties and comply with the municipal code, a penalty of $2,500 a day for each violation and restitution. The bank faced liabilities of hundreds of millions of dollars. Deutsche Bank claimed the lawsuit was filed and the city sued the wrong party, hiding behind loan servicers that were contractually responsible. Deutsche Bank denied to comment on the settlement.
Do you think?
And that's the news. Well, that's the news. Deutsche Bank is also a big owner of homes and foreclosures in the state of Florida. So this not only has repercussions in California, it has repercussions all over the United States because Deutsche Bank is a big property holder in the United States. So, the banks do that.
Well, I'll tell you, we know that now. Mort, you are a a master at the news. I don't know where you get all these neat stories from, but it's always good to let our listeners know what's going on in the news business. You know, REACH is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we are here to help you obtain home ownership. That's our mission. That's our job. All right. Coming up next on the show, we have Wanda Camacho with us. She's our next guest, and she has more than 10 years serving South Florida's real estate community. Currently, Wanda is a counselor with REACH in Palm Beach, Florida. She holds an active real estate license and is a certified HUD HECM counselor. I'm going to ask her what HECM means in a minute because I don't have a clue. And she also speaks Spanish, si habla español perfecto, and enjoys assisting homeowners in retaining their home. Wanda, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. First off, I have to add, what's HECM stand for anyway?
That is, that's short for a home equity conversion mortgage, also known as a reverse mortgage.
Ah, I did not know that.
Yes.
Reverse, you know, I hear a lot in the TV about reverse mortgages and everything. But unfortunately, old Fred Thompson doesn't do such a great job of explaining to everyone what it is. I mean, it sounds like a great idea. What's the premise of reverse mortgage?
Basically, is where you can draw from your home's equity to supplement your Social Security for medical reasons, just for about anything. Some people use it for home improvements. It's, in order to be eligible, you have to be 62 years of age, mm-hmm. have some equity in your home, and live in the home as your primary residence. And those are some of the eligibility requirements. And it does not have any income requirements. And so it's a way to be able to tap into your home's equity without ever having to make payments back on the loan.
Okay, so just so that I can understand this, what's in it for the reverse mortgage company? I mean, how do they make their money? I mean, they're not just going to give you money every month for no reason. What do they get in return?
Well, basically, you know, they're loaning the money against the home. The home is being used as the collateral for the loan.
That I understand, but do they own the home after that? I mean, what's...
No, sir. Basically, throughout the years, depends how much money the homeowner draws from the loan. The loan will continue to grow. And at one point or another, if they decide to sell the home or after they pass away, the heirs can sell the home and pay back the mortgage.
Okay. So the reverse mortgage company never really owns the home.
No.
They just have the note on the home.
Exactly. Exactly. So if the homeowner is the last homeowner that lives in the home or the last borrower passes away, mm-hmm. Then basically the heirs, if they don't want to deal with it, they can just turn the deed over back to the bank.
Oh, well, okay. That's a different story. I have a little better understanding then. I thought for some reason they actually own the home and they just let you live there. And when you pass away, thanks, it's our home. And that's how they make their money, right?
No. Actually, you know, it's a mortgage. Disclosing costs involved. So
they titled it right, reverse mortgage.
Exactly.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, sometimes the simplest thing, you know, when it comes to a simple mind, we don't kind of get it. So you said you have to be 62 years old. Is that the only qualification for a...
No, you have to be at least 62 years of age, and you must occupy the home as your primary residence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are the qualifications. There's no income qualifications on the reverse mortgage. So basically have some equity in the home.
So that's all you need. Let me ask you, does anybody have equity in their homes anymore today?
Well, believe it or not, there are some people that still have some type of equity in their homes, especially, you know, the people that have worked so hard throughout the years to save and pay off their homes. So there's quite a few people. Reverse mortgages are more common these days. And the younger generations, younger 62, are actually jumping on the chance of getting reverse mortgages early. And there's also a program that's a HECM for purchase, where you can actually purchase a home without having to go through income qualifications. And you purchase a home using the reverse mortgage.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this looks like a neat type of an arrangement, I guess. They just had a fancy way of putting it. So what type of homes are eligible for this? I mean, a home's a home, right?
Right. Well, it's a single family home.
Right.
2 to 4 unit property is also eligible as long as the homeowner, one of the borrowers, resides in one of the units as their primary residence. And there are also some condominiums that are approved by HUD and mobile homes.
Really? Down to the mobile home level?
Yes.
Well, if there's
strict
equity.
Requirements, but yeah, if there's equity, they will qualify if they pass the requirements.
Oh, kind of neat. Well, what's the difference between a reverse mortgage and just home equity loan? A regular go to the bank, get a home equity loan. Seems like almost the same thing, right?
Well, basically with a home equity, there's income requirements because, of course, you have to have the money to pay it back. Mm. And make payments on it. With the home equity, it's a loan that's going to require not only a payment, but it's also requiring the eligibility requirements. With a reverse mortgage, you don't ever have to pay it back. You borrow the money against the home's equity. You choose the method of payment that you prefer, and you don't have to pay it back. The debt will continue to grow until the day that the homeowner decides to sell the home.
Wow, pretty slick.
Moves out of the home permanently.
I guess you kind of answered this, but a reverse mortgage, you can leave the estate to your heirs, right? And it's up to them if they want to pay off the loan or just give up the house, right?
Exactly. They're not required to make the payment. They're not going to inherit the debt. Basically, they do have a choice to either keep the home and pay off the balance or turn over the deed to the bank.
Now, I know. You know, wondering how much money you can get for a home, but that really depends on the market, right?
Well, it depends. There's a few things they take into consideration. The borrower's age is taken into consideration. Of course, the minimum is 62 years of age, but the older you are, the more money you're eligible.
So like if you're 80 years old, you can still
You get more money if you're 80 than you're 62. The interest rates and, of course, the home's value. And the home's value or HUD's lending limit, which is $625,500, the lesser of the two. And, of course, in today's market, you probably would want to wait for the market to pick up a little bit more because the value does have is taken into consideration in terms of the reverse mortgage, although you can refinance the reverse mortgage to get more equity out of the home as well in the future.
That's pretty cool. You know, I have a whole different light on reverse mortgages. I really thought, that it was a scam. I probably shouldn't say that. But it's just, what they always say, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not. And, when you're fooling around with your life's savings, which mm-hmm. would be your house, that's just about everybody's main, you don't want to play games with that. I was reading through the website on the federal level about reverse mortgage, and they say that you could actually be right in the bank getting ready to sign the papers and change your mind and stand up and walk right out and no penalties, no
Absolutely.
Fees?
Absolutely. With this type of loan, there has a 3-day right of rescission. So even after you go to the closing, you still have 3 business days to cancel the loan on the actual reverse mortgage. The purchase, of course, they treat it like a regular home purchase. Once you sign the paperwork and the ink dries, the home is yours.
Okay, let me ask you this, just a final question here. Is reverse mortgage financing a good way to go?
It depends. It depends what the situation may be. A lot of individuals find that they've worked all their lives to pay for their homes. They want it free and clear. They may not have any heirs or their children may be well off. And they want to be able to use some of the equity in their home to enjoy their retirement years. So why not?
Absolutely. Well, Wanda, thanks for spending some time with us today on this wonderful Saturday and visiting your friends here in South Florida. I'm sure that we'll have you back on again. So thanks for coming on. Okay, great. Well, coming up next, Ducey Phillips will tell you how first-time home buyers can reach the American dream of home ownership, no matter how bad your credit is. So stay with us, and we'll be right back to assist you in your extended reach.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
All right, coming up next on the show, we have Ducey Phillips. She has more than 10 years in the real estate industry. Currently, she works with REACH as a HUD-certified housing counselor, has an active life and health insurance license, and a Florida real estate license, and is an accredited nursing agent. Ducey, welcome to the show. Where did you get all that knowledge? It sounds like you have more degrees than a hot day in Phoenix, Arizona.
Not really.
Well, what's a CSR?
A customer service representative.
I knew that, but you know what? You never know who doesn't. So you take care of all the first time buyers there at REACH, right?
Yes, I do.
And that's like Neophyteville, right?
Not quite.
Well, other than the obvious first time home buyer, we know what first time means. What's the rundown on what it takes to become a first time home buyer?
Well, one of the first things that we recommend is that the person that is interested call us and sign up for the first-time home buyers class.
And they would call you at 561-491-1670.
Exactly.
See how I slid that in there?
Exactly. And let me slide in my extension, 203.
03. Okay, so when you dial
203. Yes.
All right, so when you're dialing 561-491-1670, make sure you hit the extension
203.
There you go. That's great. So what's the process? What do we have to do? I'm a first time home buyer, and I pick up the phone. I call REACH, and I go, "Hey, I'm a first time home buyer. What do I do?"
Okay. Well, what we will do is sign you up for the class, and we generally host the class once per month. Upon doing that, during the class, we actually will help you see if you're ready to be a first-time home buyer by looking at your income, looking at your savings, checking your credit, and walking with you through that process if you're not quite ready.
Yeah, it's tough to go through. You know, the government, they appear to be our friends, but when you take a look at the plethora of paperwork that you have to go through, it gets like you need a roll of duct tape, wrap that around your head just to stop yourself from exploding. And it is much easier when you have a counselor walk you through.
Yes,
and that,
it is.
And that's what you do, right?
Yes, exactly.
So how do I know if I'm ready to buy a house? I mean, is it so stupidly obvious? I mean, first you have to find a house, right? Or do you wait to find out how you qualify before you start looking for a house?
I think you need to see if you qualify before you look for the house. So you can review your steadiness on the job, how long you've been on that job, if you have money saved, if your credit is in good standing, if you may have some debt, not too much debt, but some debt. And Yes, that's true. That's true. So those are some of the primary things that you really need to look at. And if you're actually willing and able to take on a house payment.
Right. Ooh, and you have some assistance programs that help with that too, right?
Yes, we do. We have some first-time down payment programs that can help the homeowner.
So you'll sit down with a first-time homebuyer and show them all the steps, where to go, and help them determine what their needs are before they go out and look for a house.
Yes.
So you don't want to have that a million-dollar look in your eye and $50 in your pocket.
Exactly.
It doesn't work.
No.
So that's one of the missions of REACH, to help you find the right home.
Yes, yeah, to help you find the right house, and to also, if necessary, direct you to a lender or someone that can help you with that purchasing process.
Wow, that's fantastic, because it does take a lot of work to go through this, and I know I have a hard time with paperwork, so anytime I can get someone to help me out, that's a good deal.
Yes.
Hey, you know, if I'm in a situation and I'm looking for a house and I feel like I'm being excluded from a certain neighborhood, I don't know in today's market how that could even happen. But I would imagine that it still does. What do you do when that happens?
Well, they can actually contact the Fair Housing Division of HUD, and I can give you a telephone number that if you feel that you're being discriminated against, that you can call. And the number is 1-800-669-9777.
Say that number again.
1-800-669-9777.
All right, and that goes right into HUD, right?
That goes into HUD, yes.
All right, so if you feel like something's not right, you feel like you're being discriminated against, you know, we have laws against that in the country
yes,
today.
Yes, exactly.
For crying out loud, wake
yes.
up, America. So, how can a first-time home buyer find out about their credit history? I know the credit has a lot to do when you're buying a home, but I also know that the good folks at REACH can help straighten out that credit. So how does one go about learning what their credit score is? That's something you do at REACH as well?
Yes. We can help them by pulling their credit, or if they want to check it before they come to us, they can look at their credit through the free credit reporting of annual www.annualcreditreporting.com.
Whoa, that's a long www.annualcreditreport.com.
Yes.
Okay, just go into Google and hit the search engine, and that'll probably take you to the right place. And yeah, credit's a big issue, but it's not the end all. It doesn't mean that your world is over just because you have a few credit issues. My goodness, the United States of America has a few credit issues too, don't they?
Yes, and we can help you work through those issues.
Well, would you please call Obama and help him work through those issues? Hey, you know, it's a good thing to have a home inspector take a look at your home before you get into the home. What exactly does a home inspector do?
Well, he will look at your home from the roof down to the basement, if you have a basement here.
Right.
But he will look at your electrical. He will look at the plumbing. He will check your AC. He will check the various, well, in fact, the entire house.
Right.
And give you a life expectancy on the roof and different appliances in the home. And it's a great idea to not buy a house without having a home inspection done.
Sure, unless you're a home inspector yourself. I mean, how would you know what shape your home is in?
Exactly.
Well, Dee, you have been absolutely enlightening. We appreciate you coming on the show today, as always. And I'm sure we'll have you back for another round.
Huh? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for joining us. Let's take a pause for the cause as Dr. Mort prepares the closing headlines in the final stages of REACH Radio Real Estate News, brought to you each week by reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, reachforhousing.com. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home, or no blade wrong. Ain't got no home or no place wrong.
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. We're on our final segment here. I'd just like to let you know, if you are facing foreclosure or you are unemployed, Reach counselors and experts are here to assist you in achieving home ownership. So don't worry about what your income is or what your credit score may be. That's not part of the Reach mission. And the number at Reach, of course, as we've been saying all through the show, 561-491-1670. But before we get to that, let's check out the headlines with our newsmaster, producer Mort.
You know, you guys are great. You give me a minute to say what I feel and how I feel about the news and everything. Listen, what do we hear today? I mean, interesting. We got one lady has sentenced to 5 years in jail. She's the one that forged people's signatures. They used the word mimic. But what she did was she forged signatures. She hired people and taught them how, quote unquote, mimic. Okay, another news. That was on the front page of the Palm Beach Post this morning. But another related article is Governor Scott has signed the settlement spending plan. Governor Scott signed SB 1852 Tuesday, laying out $200 million in spending from a foreclosure fraud settlement with the nation's largest banks. Most of the banks will go to affordable housing programs. Most of the money from the banks will go to affordable housing programs, housing for homeless, legal aid for troubled homeowners affected by the burst of the housing bubble, and funding to help the courts address the foreclosure case backing. A breakdown of where the $200 million will go is as follows. $9.1 million to take stock in children program to provide two-year college dormitory contracts for those children that are going to college. $5.2 million in technology updates for the state court system. $16 million for additional retired judges to help relieve the foreclosure backlog. $9.7 million to the clerks of the court to expedite foreclosure cases. $10 million to legal aid services for low and middle income homeowners facing foreclosure. $10 million to the Department of Children and Families for increasing capacity of the emergency shelters for domestic violence victims. $20 million to Habitat for Humanity to rehabilitate or reconstruct accessible affording housing for low-cost homes. And $60 million to Florida Housing Finance Corp to use in the State Apartment Incentive Program. $40 million to the State Housing Incentive Program. $10 million for traditional housing for the homeless, and another $10 million to upgrades to housing development to make them accessible and usable for disabled tenants. That is where the $200 million that Governor Scott just signed into law will go. Okay.
$200 million. Well, that sounds like a stimulus package all by itself.
It certainly is for our state. And again, this is very important news because we're some of this money is now rolling in, but you see where it's going. A lot of it's going to the courts.
Exactly.
To help with the foreclosure backlog.
Well, it is one of the biggest foreclosure backlogs that we've ever had in this country. And I believe, and I'm not trying to stick up for the banks, but I think they were overwhelmed with the massive amounts of foreclosure. It's almost like it was a plan, right?
Well, okay. All right. Well, anyway, that's the latest news. I'll be back at the bottom of the hour with some more news articles and some international and national news.
Mort, you are the man.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's take some phone calls here. We have a guest on the line, Paul Baltram. Paul is the director of operations in the hardest hit homeowner assistance division of the law office of Paul A. Krasker in West Palm Beach. Paul has 20 years in the mortgage banking business, and he knows everything. That's what I was told. Paul, are you there?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. Let me ask you a question, Paul. How do you advise homeowners who are experiencing the wrath of foreclosure?
Sure. About 3 years ago, myself and Paul Krasker wanted to create a reliable source of information for homeowners who are in difficult situations. And even today, we still see it. A homeowner is facing foreclosure or they're not quite sure what to do with their property, and they go to the internet and they read articles and they talk to friends and they call various professionals, and they may get six different recommendations for their particular situation. And a lot of times those recommendations are biased to that company's particular business. So we wanted homeowners to find that comfortable place to call. We give free consultations for homeowners, and we basically ask, what's your situation? What do you want to accomplish with your property? And then we provide free recommendations back to those homeowners to give them a direction to go. And obviously, should they want us to help them, we have several departments very capable to help them with their particular recommendations.
Very nice. When you say hardest hit, obviously, I mean, anyone hit with a foreclosure, that's pretty hard. Is there a special definition for hardest hit?
Yeah, there's. We have the Homeowners Assistance Division at our firm, and within the Homeowners Assistance Division, we actually have a contract where we are an approved advisor agency for the Florida Hardest Hit Fund. A lot of homeowners have not heard about this fund. $1 billion that was passed from the federal government to the state of Florida to be used mostly for homeowners who are either unemployed or have had a reduction in income at no fault of their own. And the benefit to the homeowner is that it makes their mortgage payment for 12 months. And if they are behind, it can also help to pay to reinstate the loan. It's completely free for the homeowner to apply. And if the homeowner ends up staying in the house for 5.5 years, there's no payback on any of the money. So it's not really a permanent solution like a modification may be, but it's definitely some relief to try to give the homeowner time to find better employment or to find employment, period. And if they are behind now but they have a better job, it can help pay money to help reinstate the loan to get them current and get them back on their feet. So
of course,
that's pretty much the meat and potatoes. So what we always recommend is, since our office is an approved advisor agency with Florida Housing out of Tallahassee, who you just mentioned earlier, a homeowner can call into our office and get what's called a pre-screen, where we'll just ask the real quick questions and make sure they fit the criteria. And if they do, we can help them get started on the application.
That is fantastic information. I wasn't aware of that, Bill. And if you're a struggling homeowner, this is where you need to call. It's the Krasner Law Firm at 877-332-1965. Paul Baltram, you have been a wonderful guest and very helpful. The information was great. Thanks for being on the show.
Anytime. You guys are doing a great job, and we appreciate you guys getting the word out.
You bet. Thanks a lot. So don't forget, if you're looking to buy a home, you need some advice, you need some help, you need to plan out your next move, the folks at REACH are there to do that. REACH is a 501(c) corporation, and they are here to help you. Well, that's about all the time left to us this wonderful Saturday. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. We also want to thank our guests for stopping by. They were great as usual. And remember to visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Or you can call them at 561-491-1670. See you next Saturday, folks, live from 12 to 1. We are having fun helping kids.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. This is a recording.